Okay, it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. G'day, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going all right. So, your headline you sent to me this morning, everyone wants to be Tasmania, particularly Victoria.
They do. Why wouldn't they?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. So, Victoria has just announced its ambitious target of 95% renewable by 2035. Good news. We get to leave more coal in the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other interesting part of the announcement is reforming the State Electricity Commission, basically their version of the hydro.
Right.
Which is going to be state-owned power generation corporation, which to provide competition into the market and to keep the private operators honest.
Hmm.
So the privatisation of electrical generation and transmission assets in the 90s has been a horrific failure in every aspect. So the state-owned assets were virtually given away for chump change to private companies, who then held everyone to ransom for the next few decades and offshored all their profits and avoided paying tax at every turn. Hasn't been great. That saying, everything old is new again, I think perfectly represents this turnabout in policy. The Victorians are looking at adding 4.5 gigawatts of renewable energy generation and storage, and the new Electricity Commission will mean they'll reach their target 5 years earlier than previously expected. The new developments are expected to increase the state's domestic product by $9.5 billion and create 59,000 new jobs.
Ooh.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
While these are fantastic developments, I'd just like to point out why Tasmanians are obviously the upper echelon of us Australian. We're already at 100%.
That's right.
13 years before anyone else, while there's been some attempts to privatise electricity assets over the years, the public has said with a resounding no, our hydro and transmission assets need to remain in public hands.
Hmm.
It's been smart, hasn't it? Like, when you look back now and you go, clever. Yeah. Taking pride in being Tasmanian and the proof that every other state in Australia is playing catch-up or just reinventing the past, look, it just proves that we're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. In renewable energy news closer to home, the Mariners Link looks to have its financing sorted, with Tassie kicking in 15%, with the federal and Victorian government throwing in 20%, plus Tasmania gets to keep 18% of the revenue. That's a pretty good deal. The rest is being funded by the Commonwealth's Rewiring the Nations program, and this is using the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. So it's going to unlock more renewable energy projects because we're sort of at the state of play at the moment. We can make heaps more energy. We've got nowhere for it to go.
And more jobs.
Yeah, more jobs, more opportunities. It also means the unreliable Basslink won't be the main game in town when Tassie needs mainland power during droughts. So that's good. That's more energy security.
Yep.
You know, hopefully no more of this running around trying to find diesel generators in a hurry. Now, I interviewed a potential electrical apprentice the other day, and I was telling him about the options, you know, for electricians and the roles they could potentially move into during their career are virtually boundless. As we electrify the nation, the need for electrical trade-based people is going to be huge. Hopefully government realises this, as at the moment we don't have enough tradesmen to meet the challenge, but it's all happening. It's very exciting. Guess what else is happening, Darren?
Tell me.
The Tasmanian Energy Saver program is back. A few years ago, they used to have these interest-free loans.
Well, I can't
remember
exactly how it works.
Yeah, it was interest-free loans. So last time it was interest-free for 5 years. Now it's interest-free for 3 years.
But okay.
So it's a government finance program, yeah. Allows up to $10,000 of interest-free loans for 3 years. If you need a solar system, solar battery, new heat pump, solar hot water, heat pump hot water, basically anything energy efficiency related, these are all eligible for this initiative.
Great.
No gimmicks. It's just interest-free loans for 3 years where the state government is picking up the interest costs. Look, Darren, we pay enough taxes, so why not take advantage of it?
Hmm.
If cash flow is a bit tight, it's going to be a huge help. It is capped, so it will run out, so I wouldn't delay too long. The process is simple. Just call DMS Energy on 1300 502 599 or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton. We just quote you like normal and we set you up for the program. It's a pretty good deal as while you're paying it back without interest, so are the items you have purchased in energy efficiency savings.
Good news. So that's happening now.
Yes, that kicked off last week, Darren.
Okay.
Yeah. So have a look at our Facebook page and you'll find the details. Just search up DMS Energy on that and yeah, you'll find it. You can go online, organise a quote request for our website. Just look for all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. Look, I think with the higher energy prices on the way for next year, we all need to prepare ourselves as best we can to weather the storm, and the Tasmanian Government Interest-Free Energy Saver program is going to be a very good tool to do that.
Good news. Great stuff, mate. Catch you next week.
Thanks, mate.